Welcome to the Paris911.com Real Estate Podcast with your host, Connor MacGyver, local agent serving the greater Los Angeles areas
and where their headquarters
in the Santa Clarita Valley.
Good everybody. Thank you so much for coming in. This is the Santa Clarita Daily Real Estate Radio Show. Not a background noise today. We're actually at the hospital with a good friend, so I thought I'd break away. They're tied up, of course, can't be in the same room with them during the time they get surgery. So I thought I'd step out and update everybody with episode number 2015-121. Today's our Friday finale broadcast. This is the day that we put together what's going on with regard to price changes in the market. We're going to give you some complete updates with regard to all the inventory here in Santa Clarita Valley. So let's go ahead and get to that. New listings that have hit the market in the last 7 days in Santa Clarita, 115. If you want to see those, go to our main site, Paris, P-A-R-I-S-911.com, and punch in the word new into the Mac box. It'll reroute you to a system that we built so you can see every single new listing as it hits the market for sale. Price changes, 50. We will be getting into that information here in just a moment. Actually, I have pulled those numbers. You'll be able to see them. Back on the market, properties, 31. 31 properties have not successfully negotiated the waters of escrow, and they are back on the market to the seller's dismay. 31 listings in the last 7 days. Backup listing 72, expired listing 7, pending listing 63, sold listing 77. Where's the market today? Well, actually, as of this morning, we are sitting on 619 active units for sale. Last week, during Friday Friday broadcast, we were hovering around 615. We're getting more inventory, folks, and May is not going to be any different. I would opine that during May we're going to be getting quite a bit more real estate inventory, and simply as stated on yesterday's broadcast, we're looking at people that have kids, maybe empty nesters out there. May is a good time because June 5th is when school gets out, 5th or 6th. They're looking at the market. They see that for the first time in a long time they're sitting on a bunch of equity, so they're ready to jump ship. Get out. They want to sell their house, either move up, sell their house, downsize, sell their house, get out of California, whatever it may be. These are people that are going to be coming onto the market here in the next month and a half, 2 months. And it should be stellar because we haven't been to 619 units in a very long time. We've been hovering around 515, 525, 535, 619. Is going to help the buyers out there be a little bit more in control of the process. Yet we are still way deep in a seller's market. It would take an excess of 400 more units for it to actually make a difference and move the market from a seller's to a buyer's market. Is that going to happen? Sure. When? Who knows? Have to wait and see what happens with the current inventory. Active and backup properties, so 619 total. If you're searching online, here's a side note. If you happen to see real estate sites that sell you that there's more than that listed for sale in a certain area or even in Santa Clarita, they're gaming you. So please be careful. 619 active. That's the actual MLS number this morning. That's active. Backup properties 360, bidding 287. So total active and backup 979. Which brings me into today's show. Whenever you're looking for real estate, one of the things that I want to talk about, first, you know what, let me jump into price changes. Sorry to switch tracks on you. 50 properties or other prices changed in the last 7 days in Santa Clarita Valley. So then the question is up, down, or what? 45 properties were reductions from list price to list price. 5 properties were increases with regard to list price to list price. You might be asking, increases, really? Yeah. Sometimes sellers get a whole bunch of activity at the beginning. Sellers might have thought that they priced their property too low. Maybe the agent was a nice and smooth talker, as some are. Talked the seller into a particular price. The seller slept on it, thought about it for a few days, and said, you know what, I'm not going to let this individual run the game. This is the price I wanted in the first place. And they called them up, and the agent, you know, said, sure, absolutely, Uncle, we'll go ahead and reduce or increase the price, whichever side of it. So So that's it. 5 and 45. 5 increases, 45 decreases. Back to looking for real estate. Somebody else makes an offer on a home, and that's a home that you actually wanted, and maybe you made an offer as well, but they happen to get it. What's a good option for you? One of the things we explain to our clients is each one of those properties, if you're interested in a particular street, particular neighborhood, whatever it be, we have a system that we put in place that alerts us whenever something gets shaky. Besides the phone calls and the emails and the text messages we send to the other agent stating that we do have a client that's very interested, on the other side of that, we also have a system that will alert the client and also us if, in fact, the listing falls out of escrow. Now, 99% of the time, we get the intel before any of our clients, just because we've been in contact with the agent, we've been dealing with them, and we've expressed to them that this is something that's really important to us. Our client really wants this house. The online resource to check on these properties, you can enter into the city names specific addresses. So let me know if you have anything like that, and I will get you set up. That's paris911.com/alerts. paris911.com/alerts. You can also go to our main site, paris911.com, punch the word alerts into the knock box in the top part of the screen. And again, to get around the system, you'll see there it's going to be an alert system, but it's only going to have a city name in the city box. Go ahead and type in a specific address, and I'll be able to set you up. Also, if in fact you're not in Santa Cruz and you're outside of Los Angeles areas, and you happen to be maybe in another state using another agent, because that's not where we are, of course, and you want to use this system, make sure you ask your agent to set it up. They should be able to. There should be a way that they can monitor specific property addresses via email through the most voicing service. Got to be a way. And if they tell you there's no way, I'm going to give you a call, conference me in, and I'll walk them through how to do it. I'm Connor McIver. Everybody have a fantastic Friday. I know we will. Hopefully, I'm sure Dad will be fine, so I'm excited about that. And we will keep you posted. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tomorrow is our Sold Saturdays broadcast. Sold Saturdays. We're talking about the sold inventory, what's going on with regard to that, where prices are, we going up, we going down with regard to list price, the sold price. So we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks so much for tuning in. I am Connor McIver. RE/MAX is Paris 911 headquartered in